Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night sky tonight and this week. Happy June. I am glad that we are getting closer to summertime. We've got hot and clear skies all week, so nighttime is a great time to get outside, cool off, and check out some of the sights. We have sunset at 8:22 tonight, and immediately we have a bunch of stuff visible. We're going to have Venus and Jupiter and Saturn and the Moon. The Moon is technically full, 100% illuminated, tomorrow morning about 9:15 in the morning, but what that means is that it's going to look fullest tonight, and it's going to be visible all night long. Since the Moon is big and bright and visible all night long, that means we're limited to the bright guys, so as far as stargazing goes, but there are a lot of these bright things out. Saturn is going to be just to the right of the Moon tonight, brighter than any star in the sky, barely, but still one of the brightest things out tonight, just to the right of the Moon. Its rings look great through small telescopes. Right now, Saturn is very tilted toward us, and so those, if you've got a small telescope, whip it out, look next to the Moon, you'll be able to see the rings of Saturn. We also have Venus and Jupiter visible to the west, high to the west after sunset, and a couple things going on with those guys. This Wednesday night, 10 p.m. till about 11:15 or so, the shadows of Io and Ganymede, two of the big moons of Jupiter, are going to fall on the face of Jupiter. So if you've got a medium-sized telescope and you check out Jupiter this Wednesday, you'll be able to see those shadows of those moons crossing across Jupiter, which is pretty fun. And this Saturday, a little bit later this week, we have Venus at greatest elongation east, which means it reaches its highest point that it ever gets in the sky. It's at its greatest eastward distance from the sun, kind of closing in on Jupiter. So Venus is going to be really, really high all week, but highest, as high as it ever gets, this weekend. So check it out. We're looking at planets this week. After sun, as soon as the sun sets, we've got really bright stuff. The Moon is already going to be visible to the east. Saturn, just next to that, swivel your head around to the other side of the sky, and we've got really bright Venus and also bright Jupiter really high in the sky to the west next to each other. For more information about any of this, call us at the Planetarium, 784-4812. Visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet, come and see us in person. Check out a show. We'll tell you about more of this stuff. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We love seeing everybody here, and keep looking up.